Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Bose. Bose sound in a portable iPod speaker system. Learn more about the SoundDock portable music system at Bose.com.
Originally, I was just doing it as a hobby. I mean, that first record was just a product of, like, my spare time. I had a real job. Now I don't. And so, yeah, it's a lot more fun.
Taking the leap from homespun demos to studio-made CDs is only one of the life changes Iron & Wine's Sam Bean has experienced in the past few years. But it's let him put even more focus on the music and create a rich new sonic setting for his songs. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Sam Bean may hide behind the band name Iron & Wine, but he lets the listeners in a little more each album, with the latest, The Shepherd's Dog, mixing the personal and the political in Bean's signature understated style. Music-wise, the palette draws from a world of sounds, adding a lush, percussive, and entrancing backdrop to the bare bones of Iron & Wine's past. And when Sam spoke with me about the new additions to the Iron & Wine sound, he also explained his unexpected change in direction from film to music. So you were teaching film.
Right, yeah.
In Florida, like film production?
Yeah, production. Yeah, mostly cinematography, you know, kind of a technical thing, but some film history and some screenwriting, yeah.
The whole change of career, I think somebody said once the average person will change their career like 3.2 times in their life or something. For you, what brought it on? Was it a happy accident or was it
something that was brewing in you? No, I mean, I always liked playing music, but I never thought seriously about pursuing a music career. You know, it's a history written by thieves. but somehow called me, and, you know, it seemed like, you know, I didn't have much to lose. And, you know, things have gone pretty good. So, yeah, I feel happy and blessed.
In our days, we will say what our ghosts will say. Gave the world what it saw fit and what we get, like stubborn boys with big green eyes, we'll see everything. The timid shade of the autumn.
As I listen to the new record, I hear perhaps a guy who's been traveling a bit.
Yeah, we definitely traveled quite a bit over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. You know, I think the songs are a bit more social in context and, like, you know, well, a lot of the old songs were love songs. But there's always sort of been that element going on in the body of work. I think this time they just kind of won out, you know, the social cultural kind of songs won out a bit more than the personal songs.
Now that you've done it, do you feel it's important that activism and a consciousness be a part of the music?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have feelings about those things. I don't use them as a soapbox, but I definitely, you know, slip in my opinions every now and then. You know, that's just sort of the nature of the beast, really.
Sing the song for the body buried by the riverbank. Mother of a soldier, a tree and a forest up in flames. Black valley, peace beneath the city, where the women hear the washboard rhythm in their bosom when they say, give me good legs and a Japanese car. Show me a road.
That's a song called Peace Beneath the City, performed live at FUV by Iron & Wine's Sam Bean. Hear the complete conversation and performance in the online archives at WFUV.org.